Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I wanted to start off the show in abundance of love, and what it's about is self-confidence and self-love. And the abundance of love, self-love, and self-confidence is everything seminar, webinar. So, thank you guys for attending and everything else. The number to call in is 515-602-9765. And this is Talk Radio Diva, your wellness coach, your divorce coach, your health coach at large. And I wanted to make sure that we had everything up and going. You guys are welcome to live call in today. I just wanted to make sure that we had everything tight and right. So on with the show. So you may go to imccoaching.com. DonDivaCoaching.com or TeamWorld.online to book your appointments, or IMCC.com for your specialty appointment. For the webinar, if you'd like to give a donation, you can do that at IMCC Coaching, $DonDivaCoaching, or $TeamWorldOnline, or $TalkRadioDiva, or you may go to TalkRadioDiva.com, and you may do the donation sign up, and you can do it every month if you'd like to. So those are the new improved things that we have. Also, let me tell you guys, we now have calendars at TalkRadioDiva.com, and also we'll have them up at IMCCCoaching.com, DonDivaCoaching.com, TeamWorld.online. So you'll be getting individualized calendars for the whole year at TalkRadioDiva.com, DonDivaCoaching.com, and also IMCC.com. So I just thought I'd let you guys know exactly what we got going on over there. And then on top of that, to let you know that this is the Abundance Month of Love part. So I wanted to make sure that we have everything available and ready for you guys. So check out TalkRadioDiva.com, and also for sponsors or anybody that wants to do any charitable contributions, you may do that at the website itself, and you may sign up with the link at the bottom of the website. And it'll show you, or you can go and do the QR code, and you can click on your phone, and you'll be like, click, and get it, and then you'll be able to make your donation. We can do one-time donation, so that's that on that. So this month is about being happy every day and about abundance. So we're going to talk about the law of abundance and attraction, and part of that is understanding that from the abundance mindset, from the scarcity mindset, and I want you guys to understand why it's so important to master these different things, because we have to set an intent every day, okay? And when we think about the levels of this module here, which is the law of abundance, part of that is loving yourself and knowing what can make a difference in your life. So we think about the law of abundance, and we think about the law of attraction, and we think about how do things work out for life, right? So when we think about all this type of stuff, we have to think, how am I going to be attracting to other people if I can't attract my own self? Think about what I just said. You have to attract your own self and love yourself and love your truth and love who you are and love who you are genuinely, and receiving the ability to define what we want in life is also saying what we want and mastering the art of, here's what I want, here's what I need, what can you do for me, what can I do for myself? So when we think about the abundance mindset and we think about all these different things, we think about that. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. I appreciate that. So when I tell you guys that we have levels to everything in life, we have a level of law of abundance and two premises. One is the balance between giving and receiving, and the ability to find what we want without two. We're more likely to live in often connected behaviors that are subtle and necessarily obvious. Not necessarily obvious, but sometimes it can be like captain obvious, and you kind of realize exactly what you're dealing with. And then on top of that, you have to look at necessarily the things that block you from accessing abundance in your life and self-love in your life. So when we think about giving and receiving, we think about in the law of abundance, it's important to understand all these things and the levels of mastery and things like that. That's when that is good seeing you. And when you're not in balance, we're able to manifest what we want. And balance means that you have to give as much as you receive. So part of that is giving yourself love and giving others love as well. So I want you guys to understand that and that mastery and that sense and find that we're out of balance. That would be that if you give a lot of time and energy to things that don't matter, but that are not growing you. And then if you're giving and feeling very uncomfortable with others giving you something or giving you any type of love. Part of that is why we went into the seminar last night. And if you check out my personal Twitter, we talk about different things like this. And due to the fact that when you go through a lot in life that changes you or constantly changes you or anything that in your life alters the way you think or you perceive life, it can have you in a scarcity mindset. So I want to make sure that we give love and gifts to ourselves and very comfortable with others giving you something, even if it's a gift of life, a gift of love, or a gift of self-love or knowledge. So when we think about loving and helping others, and but refusing to ask for help because you feel you are independent, a lot of us fall into that because we've been trained to that. So when you only get at a level of understanding those tabs in your mind, you have to think about the restaurant and you feel yourself very unnecessary when you're trying to be paid for your restaurant services and things like that, or when you think about tips or asking for little things or asking for a little bit of help to build you. It's just like I told you guys, Rome wasn't built in one day. A business is not built in one day. If I'm a waiter at a restaurant, correct? Or a waitress, and I'm such a new female. So when we think about that, if I'm a waitress at a restaurant and then I don't provide you good customer service, am I owed a tip? Or do I do exemplary customer service and expect that tip? But I don't ask for it, but I'll make sure that you convey that I care about that. I'll make sure that that food is coming back out and it's done everything and catered to you to where you feel inclined in that law of attraction, that thing. She's a good waitress. Keeps herself clean. Keeps her uniform clean. She does everything she's supposed to do. She's got good hygiene. She's making sure she takes care of everything we have at the table. Let me make sure I tip her. So when you think about this different thing in your mindset, and you think about the layers of that, but think about opposite of that, do you always listen to your client? Do you listen to your clientele? Do you always take right and make it a level of learning and perceiving perception? Like if you have a bad day and you're a waitress and you decide to give somebody bad service, do you expect a tip? No, you expect to do better because you want to continue to get tips on top of what you get paid out. So the thing is, if you tend to be doing all this walking, forget to ask or ask for help, guess what? Your friend or partner or someone else might feel insignificant. It's the same analogy. So if you're always listening to your friends but don't share much about your life with them, you can't build a rapport, correct? So when you think about this, if you find yourself in those type of statements or in those type of scenarios, then you're unconsciously telling your friend that you don't deserve to receive and you don't deserve to be loved or deserve to be tipped or taken care of. So when you think about this, you are the one to not block your abundance. You have to move from a scarcity to abundance mindset and be okay with receiving gifts in kind from others, contributions in kind from others, donations from others, or if in the sense of building business or things like that and building relationships, sponsors. So when we think about this, if you're throwing yourself off balance by not sharing yourself with the world or by giving and receiving, just like I tell you guys, I'll be doing giveaways and things like that with my e-commerce wars website. I make sure that people understand just as much as I sell, I will get. So we look at the balance, the life, and the abundance mindset because I know that I will always receive more. The more I give, the more I receive. And then the thing is, I don't expect to receive, but the thing is, I know that I speak it into existence. So part of the law of attraction and abundance is doing that. So we talk about relationships, we'll get into that, but we need to get into the self-love part because I want people to understand. What is your definition of self-love? Tell me. Each one of you. Somebody tweet me with your definition of self-love. And then I'll go over what mine is. Because when we think about self-love, we always think about, is it something selfish? Is it self-centered? Or is it self-serving? No, self-love can be self-care. Self-love can be actually making sure that you do basic things for yourself every day. It can mean just taking care of everyday little small steps. Don't sweat the small steps, but do different things that show you love to yourself. Eating right, sleeping right, making sure you pamper yourself. So when we talk about self-love, I want you guys to understand it in that retrospect. And then when it goes into relationship values and things like that, so you won't be off balance in loving yourself and loving someone else. And never love someone else more than you love yourself. It does not mean that you can't love that person with all your heart, but you have to make sure that you're not losing yourself in that person. And that you're beginning to realize that self-love is more important than anything, and the mastery of unrequited level of reciprocal love. Not unrequited love only, but reciprocal, like you give and you can take it. So when I tell you about self-love, and we think about the levels and depth of how that works, we think about the self-love easy tip for you to be self-confident and self-love yourself. So we think about confidence and happiness. If you think about the first tip here, using acing your morning. If you don't ace your mornings, your afternoons, or your evenings, whichever way you start your day, You have to think about your morning, the most important part of your day. So make sure you start the morning off well with meditation, yoga, or getting a good breakfast and things like that, making sure you do your hygiene, doing everything that's possible to start your day off with a good night's rest the night before, putting all your food together so you'll have a lunch. Then on top of that, making sure that you do everything possible so that you can have a good start to your morning, so that your money can be good, your money mindset, your motivated mindset, and your levels and depth of tip number two, being happy every day. It does not mean you have to be happy for your friends. You can at least be a person who understands that life is not always about being happy, but being content. So when we think about the money mindset and we think about the abundance mindset, they go hand in hand. So I got a little ahead of myself when I was thinking, but, you know, we always do that, but that's okay. Y'all know I'm quirky and I get a little giddy sometimes, so work with me here. So when we think about being happy every day, we think about setting an intent for each day to be happy or at least content, exactly what we're doing with whatever we're doing, and so that you don't need a vacation to have to relax. Sometimes some work is for vacation, especially if you love what you do like I do. Like being a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, business coach, small business, and into large level business mentor, it becomes a level of loving what I do and not getting distracted, not getting angry at something that doesn't go right because what I do, I love doing. So when we think about the relationship value of that, if I have a good relationship with my working relationship, I had to learn what we call life balance, where you don't work so much that work becomes a chore. So the thing is, I have learned to not be such of a workaholic, but love what I do by having a good, healthy relationship between my work and my personal life. So when we think about committing to your own full intention, we think about relationships. So let's stop right there after we go over what it is to make sure a commitment to a lifelong pursuit of ultimate enjoyment, love, bliss, self-realization, self-actualization, and self-love. And then if you don't go for it, you won't get it, and no one else will either. So when we think about relationships, we find ourselves off balance in the area of relationships. It could be that we give too much or we take too much. So figure out what the balance is in all of that. And on the other hand, taking too much would be when someone's always talking and seeking attention from others to fulfill their own needs, but they're not giving enough attention to the other person giving them support. So when I tell you guys about giving someone a level of love and attention and affection, that also goes into marriage, relationships, life partnerships, and dating. Because it can be also like individuals who tend to do all of the talking when you're interacting with other people, but not really being interested in what you have to say. I've been through people like that, and you're just like, you are meeting with me. And you're just like, when will you shut up? So when you think about that, we have to think about the balance of interacting and letting someone else have them for or having a little bit of tension. Because when I tell you guys about financial or tension hogs, I can't stand it. Because one of the things about it, we all will have a chance to shine in life, right? But if you commit to your fulfillment in life, you know your place in life, and you know how to work around with different things. So then we're going into your work-life balance. So we're going to talk about this part. Being off balance at work can mean that you might be spending more time in office than most. So then you're neglecting your family, your marriage, or your husband, or your wife, or your girlfriend, whatever life partner, what have you. And you might find that you might be doing the role of two people instead of one, and you're always getting work done, well, even when it means non-existent personal life. So you have to remember work-life balance. And when I say work-life balance, we think about the opposite. When you take too much time, or you might talk too much, or you take too much time doing what you're doing, and you're not doing everything that's possible to go and be inclusive in your life mindset and also how you work and your work-life balance. So when we think about all these things, listen more, don't respond as much. So sometimes to master the art of listening, mastering the art of not feeling entitled to always be the one in the know, that's one of the things that I look forward to always doing is learning something every day. Because when we think about this, nobody has the right to feel entitled to be a know-it-all or butt-in-skate or a person that talks all the time. So when we think about this, mastering the art of self-love and sometimes learning, being in a learner's seat, being in the seat where you're not willing to drive or not willing to control. Let me tell you something. I learned that it's okay not to be in control all the time. It's okay to not know everything. And it's okay to not have all the answers. Because a smart person in the room knows that you don't have all the answers and you're always in evolutionary relearning. So when we think about this, entitlement still won't help the situation. It can hinder. And maybe arriving at work late or taking 2 hours lunches are not good. Maybe making sure that you shorten your work load and things like that, get things done, prioritizing and doing those things, help you with the work-life balance, making sure that you're adhering to your work time and then not arriving work late, arriving on time, being on time and punctual. Like they say, hurry up and wait. You'd rather hurry up and wait than be hurry up and wait. So when we think about finances, that's another thing about having good relationships in the law of attraction. When you're not able to balance in giving and receiving an aspect of your life, it might show up in much too much spending or underspending or being too greedy or not doing enough saving. So when we think about this, I learned one thing. Do what you can with what you have and use all those resources up before you buy another resource. So when we think about all these things, don't forget to save. I have learned to continue to penny pinch and keep removing debt each month. Penny pinch because I've got to go. So when we think about the law of abundance, if this is as bad as saving too much and not enjoying your financial wealth. So there is a work-life balance, and there is a spending-life balance and a saving balance. So when we think about this, during COVID, we have to take the time to balance out our finances, correct? We have to take the time to balance out our finances, how we spend. We also have to take the time to realize how important it is to make sure that we're monitoring our savings. We don't know how long COVID's going to last. We don't know how long it's going to be before we have our next paycheck. So part of that is making sure that we have the abundance mindset, not the scarcity mindset, and don't spend and spend, but make sure that we balance the spending, plus making sure that we take care of our necessities and our needs versus wants, and then making sure that our finances are staying within enjoying financial freedom, even with the epidemic. So when we think about this, the constant worry that you'll not have enough will put you in the scarcity mindset, but if you start saying to yourself, hey, I got enough to get through this COVID. Hey, I got enough to sit there and try to do what I got to do. Hey, I can pay this bill. I can arrange for this bill. In case you are not one of those people who are lucky enough to be wealthy and got a plethora of money. Because a fool in his money, a fool in her money, is still part of it. So when you think about that, good news is that you can find balance today. You can always start today. It's never too late, even if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and things like that. Even if you're in your early 20s. Start saving early, and then you'll be able to have financial freedom around your 30s and 40s. And then you'll be able to see it whenever you have something like a snafu like COVID that nobody planned for. Then you're thinking to yourself, where am I going to get this money from? So when we think about saving for a year in advance, 2 years, so that you can get through something like this the next time something happens. I'm not trying to speak that into existence, but if it happens, you'll be better prepared. So this is a good trial of understanding this with a real life disaster in a moment. In times where we need to have our mask, remember these, have your mask, put them on. Anytime you're out there social distancing and things like that, have your mask on. It's safe to do. So with that being said, when you social distance and you go and make sure you go the distance, you also have to make sure that you go the balance with making sure that you keep up with your money in the moratorium and things like that. So that's the PSA about COVID. So when we think about the abundance mindset, taking a moment to reflect on the aspects of your life is not aligned with that are not aligned with the law of abundance, making a list of where you can bring more balance into giving into your life and receiving, and trying to identify what you can approve. So we can do that little thing there by writing that down. Put yourself a couple of lines on a sheet of paper. And also, we have gratitude journals on talkradiodiva.com and Don Diva Coaching and IMCC Coaching, as well as IMCC.com and teamwell.online, where you'll be able to write things down and things like that. So we're going to have multiple types of journals that you can use, and we'll have different things once, so that way you'll be able to get the materials and be able to start writing these things down. So those things will be for sale on talkradio.com and talkradiodiva.com, and as well as making sure that you get it on imcccoaching.com, imcc.com, gamewell.online, and on dondivacoaching.com. So I'm not those on there, it's topradiodiva.com. So make sure you do that. And then also go to our Apple podcast, which is Top Radio Diva, and as well as Don Diva Coaching, and as well as gamewell.online. So, and then IMCC. So you can do that and pick those up on those up here on the website. So I want you guys to make sure that you can also download the podcast on the actual website too. So that's the whole cool thing we've been doing. So when we think about the next thing, is defining what you want. But let's go back to this part about self-love. Because I want you guys to understand tip number 3. Committing your full attention. Committing your full attention to a lifelong pursuit of ultimate enjoyment, meaning love, bliss, and then self-realization, self-actualization, and efficacy. If you don't go for it, you won't get it. But if you go to tip number 4, which is, do you enjoy life? If you didn't really fit doing, then you're not enjoying life. If you're not having fun, tip 5, don't wait. Think about that. Defining what you want. We're going to go into that part. Never put up anything that you could want to do for tomorrow, which you can do for today. The situation will stay the same, and you'll be worse off if you continue to put it off and procrastinate. So, when we think about this, defining what you want. Knowing what you want is important to manifest it, correct? So imagine working at an electronics store, and you see a customer wandering about and looking for something that he or she likes but can't find what he or she is looking for, correct? So you want to help he or she approach him or herself. What can I help you with today? When you say, welcome to Don Eagle Electronics, how can I help you find something today? What specifically are you looking for, sir or ma'am? So when you think about that, you're giving that, yes, I would appreciate some help, and bring that in that train of thought of this customer and client, but you're also saying, I want to help you. What can I help you look for? What specifically was on your mind today? How can I help you get this? So at that point, then you proceed to ask what that customer is looking for and what the customer says, I'm not sure. I was hoping you could help me find it. So when you say, what specifically is the item that is on your mind for today? I was looking for a TV. Oh, what inch TV would you like today, sir? Okay, I was looking for a 65-inch or a 70-inch TV. So when you think about this, well, we have a couple of Sonys. We have Philips. We have Magnavox. We have all different types of TVs. Let me show you over here to the showing room floor. You see how easy that was? Because when I'm inviting that client to think about what he or she wants, they want a 65-inch or a 70-inch TV, so let me show you some good brands. Let me show you this one. Let me show you this Zenith. Let me show you this one. Let me show you this Sony. Let me show you this Philips. Let me show you this one. So these are our top line of brands. Here we go, right here, here, and here. So when we think about this same thing with somebody buying a computer, hey, what kind of computer are you looking for today? Well, I wanted something big. Okay, do you want a 15-inch, 17-inch, or do you want a 13-inch? Okay, what brand would you like? Well, you know, I'm thinking about getting me an Apple. Thinking about getting me an HP. So there you go. Well, we have this one. We have this HP. We have a Pavilion 21. Or we've got a Pavilion 22. Or we've got this one. You see what I'm saying? So you're telling someone exactly what they would think about in that brand. Or you say, I have an Apple MacBook Pro. I have this one. I have that one. I have a 17-inch and I have a 15-inch. Which would you like? We've got 256 gigabytes, or I've got a 1 terabyte. So when you're saying something like that, you're telling the client, I know my products, I know my services, here's what I have. What would you like, and what are you going to be doing with this computer today? Okay, well, you know, I'm a graphic designer, and I know that he's going to need more than 256 gigabytes. He's going to need probably a terabyte or two. So when I think about this, I'll take him over to the showroom floor, and I'll show him the Apple or I'll show him the HP. With something like 8 gig or 16 gig or something like that. So where they have a level layer of what they want, because I asked them, what do you need today? How can I help you today? So when a customer's not sure, I steer them to the sale and steer them to what they particularly might think that they want. And then from there, the psychology of it is, I'm here to help. So how confusing would that be for you if your salesperson didn't sit there and have the abundance mindset to say, sell, but I also want to help my client? So when we're thinking about this, we're thinking about levels and layers of how would I appreciate that help. So it's the same thing vice versa. If you're the client and then there's a salesperson right there, you would expect that salesperson to have that abundance mindset, not the scarcity mindset. Like, oh, I might not get this. I don't know if that person looks like they got money. You would just sit there and think to yourself, I don't care who comes through that door, I'm going to get you some sales today. I'm going to make sure that I do exemplary customer service, but I'm going to make sure I slam dunk that sale. So when you think about how confusing would that be for yourself, how would you start? Moral of the story is to start, okay? So if you think about this, it's impossible for the universe to give you what you want if you don't act on it, right? If you don't think that you're going to get the sale, you're not going to get the sale. It's the same thing for people who know exactly what they want. They go out there and get it, okay? So when we think about manifesting our desires and the law of attraction and law of abundance, we're thinking about it's sometimes easier to identify what we want, focusing on the feeling. And then, for example, if you don't want to be tied financially because you need to have financial freedom, then guess what? You know you have to save. That feeling will be something that's important because most of the feelings are present in your life. And the more that you know, the more that you're willing to move forward and towards what you desire. So when you define exactly what you want, say what you want, you have to say, I want, instead of I can't. Or I don't know if I can. You have to say, I want, I am, And then what will stop you from describing what you don't want? Or describing what you do want? So when you think about this, think about a simple way to be clear on what we manifest to create a SMART goal. And part of SMART is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and then on top of that, time-bound. So when we think about the SMART goal, we think about a SMART goal as basically a statement that's specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So let's say what we want to manifest $5,000 in our savings account by the end of the year. If we use a SMART goal, it will look like this. Let's go over each part. First of all, I'm going to be specific. I want $5,000 in my savings account by the end of this year. So the measurable goal is the $5,000, right? So when you think about the achievable, yes, that's achievable, since it's around $417 per month, which is less than what I currently spend on non-essential items in a month. So you can always put that $417 to five. So when you think about this, is it relevant? Yes, it's relevant because it's $5,000 allowing me to make a deposit on the floor that I need to go to work to make my life more efficient. So these are all different things and goals that even I have. So when we think about this, you go to time bound. So we think about by December 31st, 2021, at least there will be a level of $5,000 in the account, if not $10,000, if I can double that $417 and make it double that amount. So when we think about that, then you have $10,000 in the account. So when you think about that, it's specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. So as you can see, this is an example of a SMART goal. So when we think about allowing ourselves a very specific in what you want, how to create a reflection of that and continue as a continued habit every day, you think it may lead you to realize that your goal might not be as irrelevant or what they call not relevant enough as it could be. Sometimes you have to tweak that goal, especially if you have to think about the snafus in life. We're thinking about COVID. COVID may take that goal down to 17 a month instead of 417. But if you can squeeze out the 417 a month, then do it. So to think about taking time to make a list of what you'd like to manifest and how you can use a SMART goal and how to help you create a clear intention. So when we think about clear intentions, we're thinking about everything that needs to be done. So that is the law of attraction. So what we'll talk about in the next module will be changing your mindset, but we're going to go into the self-love part and parts of self-love to get yourself into the habit change and making one small step and a little bit of a breakthrough. Just part love yourself. So when you think about tip number six, eating poor foods is a primary indicator that you do not love yourself. So when we think about this, we think about picking a diet that works for you and does not overindulge. A diet that gives you at least one or two cheat days out of 7 days. So you'll have 5 days to sit there and eat correctly and eat a healthy lifestyle. So when you think about that, you're changing your mindset, correct? So that's tomorrow. We're going to go into that. But these are part of the tip. First thing, gratitude. Expressing gratitude is one of the major things in life that helps us to understand the abundance mindset from scarcity mindset. And walking into a level of gratitude is one of the stepping stones of self-love and happiness. So when you think about this, do I love myself? Do I give myself enough gratitude? So pick up the gratitude journal on talkradiodiva.com or imtccoaching.com or dondivacoaching.com or teamwell.online for children, adolescents, young adults. And make sure that you guys get that. So you can start looking at the gratitude that you need to have and start writing things down. Because sometimes manifesting destiny is sometimes writing it down. So you can keep up with that. Also, if you book your appointment, you can call 833-IMCC, 833-4MY-APPOINTMENT, 833-BOOK-ME-TOO, 14-year-old young adults, adolescents. And then you can go to imcccoaching.com, dondivacoaching.com, teamworldonline, and at teamworld.online, and then imcc.com for your specialty appointments. You may also get a webinar tip at $IMCCCoaching, $DonDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, or $TalkRadioDiva, or you may go to talkradiodiva.com, and you can do donations, and you can sign up for a monthly donation if you'd like to. And again, that number is 833-IMCC, 833-4MY-APPOINTMENT, DonDivaCoaching, 833-BOOK-ME-TOO for TeamWorld.online for children, adolescents, young adults. Again, the website is imcccoaching.com, DonDivaCoaching.com, TeamWorld.online for children, adolescents, young adults, and then imcc.com for your specialty appointments. Cash App is $IMCCCoaching, $DonDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, and then $TalkRadioDiva. So you may find different ways to do our tip and tip jar for today for our webinar. But again, it's free, but like I said, it helps me to expand business and our charitable contributions also help with our endeavors to serve the community and communities at large that we choose to go and make sure we do charitable contributions to. So, with that being said, we talk about tip number six. Gratitude is one of the most stepping stones of self-love. and happiness and appreciate what you have right now and write things down that make you feel good. So tip number 8, think about expressing yourself. If you think about expressing yourself, express the level of love that you need. You have to think about, do not bottle up any repressed thoughts or emotions. Express them in a way that you can get and receive good loving. So when you think about all these different things that we're talking about in the last section, before the SMART goals, we're talking about defining what you want. So part of that is asking for the help and also learning how to receive a level of input, output, and then making sure your levels of depth and perception is that it is workable, it's attainable, and it maintains real relationships of giving and taking, reciprocal giving and taking love. Tip number 9, exercise. Remember what we were talking about eating well? You have to make sure that you exercise as well, not just, you know, every once in a while, but making sure you get into a routine of exercising, eating well, eating healthy, having a good diet. If you can't maintain a diet, then eating at least within a area of maintaining keto or ketones, what they call it, a keto diet, or doing other different things so that you can begin to know how to balance out eating what you want without overindulging or underindulging and making yourself miserable. So we think about like a diet. You need to exercise frequently. It's not a chore, but it's a sign that you love yourself enough to develop and develop a better body image and body. When we talk about body image, we mean like when people have body dysmorphia or levels of what they call bulimia, anorexia, nervosa, and things like that. People get into that from over dieting. So what you have to do is make sure you maintain a level of self-love and mental, emotional balance. And then on top of that, maintaining all areas of your life. Because it's all your life is off balance and you're not able to get it to where it needs to be at. You're not healthy mentally, and well-being and things like that have to be maintained. That's why with being a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, I try to go talk about those different things and the paradigms of coaching help you to understand all that. So when you're booking your appointment at Don Diva Coaching, you can log on online for children, adolescents, young adults, or you're at IMCC Coaching or IMCC.com for specialty appointments. To be able to understand those different things when we go through our levels of diet, exercise, for wellness coaching, health coaching, and as well as life coaching, which I am a certified wellness coach and life coach and health coach. So when we think about eye gazing, stare at yourself intently in the mirror and tell yourself, self, I love you. You're so beautiful. I am somebody. So when you do that, you think about 2 or 3 minutes in the morning and putting a sticky note up there on the mirror and saying to yourself, I am beautiful, I am kind, I am good at what I do, I am great. You see what that is? You're setting a level of a SMART goal to tell yourself every day, I love myself, I am good at this, I am good at that, I am everything that I want to be. So when we think about this, you're training yourself in the morning that you're looking at yourself for the first time and telling yourself every day. And once you do that for 21 days, it takes 21 days to make a habit and a lifetime to break it. So when you think about that, your relationship with yourself is the most important thing. So that is self-love. So that's why we have to look at those SMART goals and those parts of that to help you to change your mindset, which we'll talk about that tomorrow. Getting rid of energy vampires. That is tip number 11. Let me tell you something. Have you guys ever had an energy vampire who makes your life miserable and you're sitting up there and you're just like, oh, my God, you know, you're just absolutely irritating. You do this, that, and the third, and you just drain me of energy. So when we think about toxic people, we're talking about people who don't know how to build you up, but they know how to break you down every step of the way. Give me 1 minute. Let me wet my throat. When we think about a toxic person, correct, we think about they will drain you of all your energy. Energy vampires are the type of people who come around, oh, bother, here's another bad day. They never find anything good in the day. So when we think about that, that's toxic energy. So it's an energy-depleting, soul-sucking person. So when you think about that, you have to get rid of that type of person. It doesn't mean hurt them, harm them. It means just telling them, look, you are an energy-depleting, soul-sucking person, and you absolutely make my life miserable. It's just that simple. Sometimes you have to tell people, look, you're not my cup of tea. All you do is irritate, aggravate, agitate me, and you're just not good for my mental health, my emotional health. There's nothing wrong with saying that. So when we think about energy-depleting people, we have to sometimes look at the people who are around us, and we have to make sure, are they growing us? Are they helping us with our mind? Are they helping us to launch our goals? Are they helping us to make sure that we're doing any type of self-love? Then we have to look at those different things like that. So when I tell you guys that it's imperative to know these different things, you also have to say to yourself, do I love myself enough to part ways from someone like that? Do I love myself enough to part ways from someone who is typically not building me up, is not my dream team, or what we call our spark team? Because when we talk about a spark team, you got to make sure that the person's maintaining a level of healthiness with you in that relationship and loving you just the same way. Because if they don't, then they're draining you. So when we talk about all these different things, we have to think about the spiritual practice of self-love. And regardless of the one that you choose, you need to have some kind of spiritual practice as a higher aspiration or a higher level of ascension. So when we think about this, we're thinking about levels and layers of how do you self-love yourself to the point that you have a spiritual practice of doing this every day without even noticing it. So when we think about tip number 14, we think about you cannot hold onto the past and be happy in the present. So part of that is self-cleansing ritual. Everything has a ritual in life. I don't care what it is. We get up, we go to school, that's a ritual. We get up and take care of our kids, that's a ritual. We get up and take care of our husbands, that's a ritual. So when we think about that, and we think about you cannot hold on to the past, but you have to be happy and moving forward. So in all that, we do have rituals, like I said. So when we think about all the things that can happen in a marriage, in a relationship, and we talk about levels and layers of how to self-love, we think about how do you tell somebody to convey that? How do you convey your love language? Then you think about people or whatever happened for being happy right now. So you have to think about look good, feel good, and also having people who make you look good and make you feel good as well. That's what we meant by spark team. So when we think about the vanity that is the opposite of self-love, you should look and feel good at all opportunities. It doesn't mean being vain. It does not mean thinking of yourself as being all that in a bag of chips, but you want to make sure that you love yourself enough that other people see you loving yourself so they know how to treat you. So when we think about all these different things, like we talked about the abundance mindset, and we talked about levels of an unexpected gift, love from a family, being able to create a satisfying life, and then on top of that, making sure that we have a level of viewpoint, not as a victim, but not as a bully, but as a caring person who has a level of understanding. So when you think about what you love and the things of what we call manifestations of love, family, support from friends. We're talking about unexpected gifts, new friends, helping hands from strangers, renewed energy, better health. We're thinking about new opportunities to move you closer to your vision and goals. So we think about sometimes even cash. We think about all these different things that help us to build that abundance mindset and self-love mindset. So when we think about this, we think about the abundance mindset, living a normal, full, happy life, a satisfying life. So when we think about being happy most of the time, and then looking good on top of that. So then we go to tip number 16. We learn to meditate is one of the biggest gifts that we can ever do. Part of meditation allows us to dream big and think big. It also gives us enough for today for a future. Then we think about creating a meaningful life and life experiences and being confident in our life endeavors. So by meditating, it's one of the biggest gifts that you can give to yourself, and meditating on love is even better, and loving yourself first and showing other people how to your love language is and how to express love to you. So we think about being able to give and receive affection, praise, and items with ease. So we think about being grateful of what you have. And then on top of that, feeling creative and inspired. So having a spark team, a dream team, and people around you who ritualistically build you up, not break you down. And if they're going to break you down, they're going to build you back up. So when you think about this, being secure and confident in your life endeavor. Tip number 17, we're almost through 20 tips. Setting boundaries. When you think about this, if you do not set boundaries, people will walk all over you. Hear what I just said. If you do not set boundaries, people will walk all over you, and your love language says, I'm a doormat. Think about what I just said. Do you want to be a doormat, or do you want to leave the door open for people to walk in and out of your life, or stay, and give you the great lessons of life, but build you up to a great abundance mindset, not a scarcity mindset? So that's where we went from the other tip, which is learning to let go, tip 14, which is if you can't hold on to someone or hope, or you got to let go of the past, you have to generate self-love directly, which is tip 13. So we're on tip 17. Setting those boundaries is what helps you with those tips. So when you think about if you do not set boundaries, people will walk all over you. Again, hear what I said. If you don't set boundaries, meaningful boundaries, mindful boundaries, and being present boundaries, then setting boundaries is a normal and natural thing for you to do, and the art of saying no sometimes is okay. That goes to tip number 18, saying no. they know do not a healthy habit are not healthy people, and nobody has any right to your time and attention without your permission. So what you get time to, again, time or acknowledgement to, is with taking up your time. Then you have people who are manufactured in your life who take up your time as a distraction. Begin to remove those people and say no. No, you're not going to waste my time. I have future present value of my time, and time is money, and I don't have the time, and you're not giving me enough future present value of you being in my life, and it does not equate to making dollars or making sense. Therefore, could you please check that stage left? So when we think about number 19, sleeping well, having a happy life, and sleeping good, eating good, and being able to sleep, nothing is more nourishing or rejuvenating than a good night's rest or a good day's rest, depending on how you sleep. And if you work at night, having a good day's rest, not disturbed. Making sure you don't have a poisonous environment. An appropriate rest in every single night or day is good for you so that you can begin your day of abundance and not be in a scarcity mindset of I'm tired, I can't. You know, like that. You don't want that. Last tip, how you treat yourself. Remember that age-old aunt? Treat yourself. Think about how you treat yourself. Do you treat yourself well? Do you love yourself? Whether it's a massage or walk in nature or doing something that you love, making sure that you're in the abundance mindset to treat yourself well. Treat yourself, baby. Treat yourself to a good night's rest. Treat yourself to pampering. Treat yourself to doing different things that you like doing. And then on top of that, learn how to treat others. So when you think about this, how you treat yourself is how you display to others how you want to be treated. Then you want to deserve things 100%. So tell yourself and tell others, I deserve to be treated well. I deserve respect. I deserve you to understand my boundaries. I deserve you to understand that I'm in an abundant mindset. If you're in a scarcity mindset, there's the door. So those are tips to self-love. I was hoping that you guys would understand this so that we can live an unlimited, full, satisfying life. Also, a happy life most of the time, or being content when things are not going well, or being able to give and receive affection, praise, and items with these things along the side of that, feeling grateful for what you have, and then not looking at what you don't have, feeling creative and inspired, then on top of that, creating a meaningful life, and then on top of that, being able to create a successful outcome, and then on top of that, taking advantage of the opportunities in life, and enjoying new ones as they manifest and come your way. Then on top of that, the physical energy to be relaxed, alert, and confident, even when things are going wrong, so you can either fake it to make it or make it and don't have to break it. Breaking yourself emotionally, financially, mentally is the worst thing you can ever have done, or if it's manufactured and you end up going through things. So you have to have a long-term plan for finances and your life goals, and then on top of that, always enough for today and for the future. So you have to dream big, think big, and don't sweat the small stuff. So we're going to end this live with an affirmation, and I want you guys to understand why I do affirmations. Affirmations of I am loving, I am kind, I am fit, that is part of the abundance mindset and the law of attraction and law of abundance. So we're going to do something on self-love. Because a lot of times people don't understand how to love yourself. And loving the life you live, living the life you love, is part of them. And we talked about a compass before. And having a compass means having a direction of your life and where you're heading and where you're at and where you want to be. So when we think about positive affirmations, we think about, I believe in myself. I believe in me. I am acknowledging my own self-worth and my confidence is soaring. I am not my mistakes. I am going to accept myself unconditionally. I am proud of myself and all that I can and have accomplished. I am successful. I am a beautiful person inside and out. I am a deserving, loving, compassionate, empathetic person. I am enough. I am going to believe in the person I dream of becoming. I am becoming. I am happy to choose to be happy and completely love myself today. I am committing to myself and to others and servitude and gratitude with others. I am choosing faith over fear. I fear not. I am going to follow the light. I am a light worker and a light seeker. I am a product of light. I am going to honor my commitment and that of any decisions that I make. There is no wrong decision. I am creating my life exactly how I want it. I am now creating my life exactly as I want it, and positivity is a choice. I am choosing to be positive. I am free of worry, and I am at peace. I am a person who matters. I matter. I'm allowed to say no to others, say yes to myself. And of that, those are 20 affirmations that you can start off every day, that I am somebody, and manifesting your destiny through a law of attraction, law of I am abundance. And then on top of that, I am not scarce, I am abundant. So when we think about these different things, we think that, and we think about self-love hard. So that is it for the live today. You may tip the tip jar at the Cash App, $INCC Coaching, $DivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, $TalkRadioDiva. You may hold for your appointments at 833-IMCC, and that's for INCC Coaching and INCC Specialty Appointment at INCC.com, 833 for my appointment, DivaCoaching, or 833-BookMeToo, and that's for TeamWorldOnline for children, children, and young adults. Book online at imccoaching.com, DivaCoaching.com, TeamWorld.online for children, adolescents, and young adults, imcc.com for your specialty appointments, and again, the Cash App for $IMCCCoaching, $DivaCoaching, $TeamWorld.online, $TalkRadioDiva. And thank you so much for attending the live, you guys. I appreciate everything you do. This is CC, your life, your wellness, health, divorce coach, and also business, small business, mid-sized business coach, and as well as your relationship coach. Everybody have a very, very nice day. And again, take care. See you guys later.